May 16th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I call you my children because I created you in the womb. I watched you grow. I tended to your every need. Now I am calling you to this prayer site where I offer my choicest graces. Nowhere else can you walk into a humble building and receive my blessing of paternal joy. It is only here at the building offered on my behalf. No other ministry offers to you a blessing point where the Holy Virgin once stood and now blesses all the articles you place upon it. Those who come here never leave the same. Many conversions of heart take place after the soul leaves the property. The messages offered here are unparalleled. The devotion to the United Hearts and the revelation of the chambers of the United Hearts offers a new and deeper relationship between the soul and heaven. I continue to communicate to mankind here to awaken hearts to the reality of these times, and to draw my children out of the grasp of complacency. Only through the surrender of your free will can you advance through the sacred chambers of the United Hearts. Desire to deepen in virtue. Every day I offer you the opportunities to do so. Watch for them. Desire to be closer to me. Assist the poor and the disabled with joy. Be my hands and my feet in the world, always remembering Jesus' hands and feet were wounded." A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, verse 6 through 8 and 13. "For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.